It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Williams. Intercepted. The Gators are going to the Final Four.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Maybe that was the closest game. They had to do a comeback at the end of it in order to win. But what we see is what we get. We see number one seeds everywhere you look. The tournament is full of them, and we are delighted to welcome in Jerry Palm. Jerry joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Aturo.com. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You know, I was saying to David, I believe that all four of these teams are in the top 10 in your rankings on offense and defense. I think teams are 10th, but they're all in the top 10.
Yeah, those are really good teams, both ends of the floor. Auburn was the best team for most of the season. Florida was probably the best team going into the tournament. Duke was right there with all of them. Houston's been great since a little before conference play started. They didn't really get a chance with their schedule to show as much until conference play got going. But, all four of these teams, they're good in different ways, but they're all, I would say, pretty much equally capable of winning this thing.
So, Jerry, what is your level of surprise or disappointment that we have four number one seeds in the Final Four for the first time since 2008?
Yeah, that was also San Antonio, by the way. That was a very memorable Final Four. I don't know if you remember, but Kansas won over Memphis in overtime.
Derrick Rose.
Miss Free Throws.
Yeah. Derrick Rose, I think, was on that team.
Yeah.
Yep.
That Memphis team. I can't say I'm disappointed. These were the four best teams. It's nice to have the four best teams there. Not that, it would have been made significantly worse in any way had, say, Michigan State showed up or Tennessee showed up instead of Auburn or Houston. But, it's nice to have, the four best teams in a setting like this to try and determine which was actually the best.
So are we congratulating the committee on the way they seeded the tournament? How are we looking at it then?
Okay, so it's a logical fallacy to judge the committee selections and seedings based on what happens in the tournament because they don't have that information to make those decisions,
mm-hmm.
right? They're making decisions based on what they did in the regular season. So, you know, they were legitimate, I think, number one seeds. I'm not sure that really any of the twos had much of an argument to be a one. Maybe Tennessee, but it's really, you know, those were, I think, pretty odd. By the time we got to Selection Sunday, pretty obvious number one seeds. But the fact that they made the Final Four doesn't mean the committee got it wrong, or they're getting it wrong every year, except for 2008.
How about Auburn going into the Final Four with maybe Jahni Broome injured? How concerned are you about his elbow and what effect that might have on their game?
Yeah, well, if he's limited in his effectiveness, that is definitely a problem, because this is too good a group of teams for them to get by shorthanded. If I remember correctly, he went out, and I didn't get to watch it because I was in Indianapolis, and that our game, you know, bled into that one, so I didn't get a chance to watch much of Michigan State and Auburn. But if I remember correctly, he went out and came back in.
Yep.
But yeah, if that injury is a problem, I mean, this field is too good for Auburn to be with a limited Jahni Broome.
I think, Jerry, maybe you tweeted this, that Purdue. Was it Purdue and Marquette, the only teams that didn't have a transfer player mm-hmm. on them? You know, a lot
on the
of
roster.
Yes,
in the major conferences, anyway. Well, although I assume there's a lot of transfers on.
That's all there were up. Is major conferences. I mean, the final, the Sweet 16 had four conferences represented. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I was talking about even the teams that didn't make the tournament, the teams in the major conferences. Whether they made the tournament or not, I'm pretty sure Purdue and Marquette were the only ones without transfers.
It's crazy. That used to be. That means there's no such thing as, I guess I'll call it program building, because that means you had guys and you worked with them for 4 years. We're not going to see that again in the mid-majors, right? Because everybody's got money and everybody's recruiting, you know, NIL stuff.
Yeah, it's actually been like that for a few years. Since really NIL got going and the transfer portal became a thing, it's been really hard to have a roster, you know, where you've got entirely homegrown kids. And, you know, it's not like, you know, Purdue or Marquette are necessarily averse to the transfer portal, because Purdue had a transfer on last year's team, Lance Jones from Southern Illinois, who was a big piece of what they were able to accomplish last year. So, and they'll be in the portal this year too, because they've already lost two guys. Since the season ended, that they'll need to replace on the roster through the portal. So it's not that they're averse to it, but, you know, I know Purdue especially well. You know, they recruit to a culture, and that part of that culture is wanting to go to school and stay in school and get your degree and, you know, in one spot. So, you know, that's, I guess, at least in part, why they've been able to not be churning so much in the transfer portal as other teams do.
So, Jerry, when you look at the Final Four, it's interesting to see the contrast, and you could pair a couple coaches in John Shire and Todd Golden in one category, late 30s guys who are inexperienced first Final Fours and maybe at a disadvantage, or maybe not, because of Kelvin Sampson and Bruce Pearl have been there and done that, well-traveled, grizzled veterans, guys who give you maybe some advantages in games like this. How do you see the coaching matchups shaping up?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, yeah, I mean, Pearl, you're right. He's been around, and Kelvin Sampson's been around, and those guys have been successful. They haven't won at this level yet, but still, you know, they are certainly well-respected veteran coaches. But I, you know, Shire has done a great job in just, 3 years at Duke.
Right.
In keeping what was a really good thing rolling. And he's got maybe their best team in quite some time, even by their standards at Duke right now. And then, you know, Golden, he came over from San Francisco where he had done a pretty good job, you know, building that program up in a difficult place to do it, because you're competing with Gonzaga and St. Mary's every year.
Right.
And it just, you know, kept it going and made it Florida even better. So I don't know that coaching is going to be a big deal. I don't think any of these coaches have rings. So it'll be a first, I think, for whichever coach wins it, whether it's a veteran or somebody not quite as seasoned.
who's the best player left? Is it Cooper Flagg? How good do you think he is? And you know, the ankles thing of the past, right? Can he dominate this Final Four?
He can. Yeah, he's dominated the regular season. Yeah. He's dominated, you know, in the tournament. He's a dominant player. He's the best player in the tournament. Broome also would be on that list. If he's 100%, then I think there's a debate there. But I think Flagg's going to be the National Player of the Year. And he's been the best player all season long, and he's the best player still in the tournament.
Jerry, when you have four number one seeds in the Final Four, I think it's hard to look at it. Some people just think that, you know, it's not a disappointment. It's something that the way it should have gone, and so everybody's sort of happy. But if you look at the tournament and trying to remove yourself from the Purdue disappointment, because I know you probably took that one personally. They didn't guard the inbound passer, and boy, that was a tough loss to take. But was there any team or coach or player that you think came out of this tournament was the most disappointing for you?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's hard to say that there is anybody that was really, truly disappointing, because we didn't have a lot of upsets,
right?
Even in the early rounds, there was a lot of chalk in this tournament. There's hardly any teams that really didn't play to seed. You know, it's hard to say that there was anybody where, you know, it was a truly disappointing. I guess maybe Iowa State.
Huh.
You know, if I'm going to pick one, I guess I'll pick them.
St. John's?
We saw them in Milwaukee. But they lost to an Ole Miss team that got hot at a good time. Yeah. You know, that's. But that Iowa State team probably hoped for better. But I'm not sure that they were going to get more than one game past where they did.
That's a good one. How about St. John's?
Oh, you know, I guess my expectations for them weren't as high. Because they had a gaudy record. But it was really light on higher quality wins, because they were the high quality win in that league. You know, UConn was a middle of the bracket team, kind of disappointing. Creighton was in the middle of the bracket. You know, the Marquette was a little bit higher than that, but kind of faded down the stretch of the season. So, you know, they got 30 wins, but they didn't have any wins over anybody that was a top four seed even in the regular season. So I guess my expectations for them were a little lower.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So are we bidding goodbye now to the mid-majors in terms of this tournament? Like, you know, Drake had a great year. They got a win to open the tournament, but then they bowed out. You know, the VCU, we never saw them do what they did during the regular season. It's just kind of weird that nobody really upset it.
Yeah, nobody got two games deep.
Yes.
You know, there were once some one game, you know, double digit seeds, Drake, Colorado State, you know, that were able to get a win, but nobody got the second win. So we didn't have any teams like that in the Sweet 16. You know, it's 1 year, and I don't consider 1 year to be a trend, but I think it's something to watch for. I think it's going to be harder for those teams to compete. The way the money tends to flow disproportionately to the major conferences, and it's probably going to be even more disproportionate in the future. I'm actually concerned about the Big East because they don't play football, you know, so they devote more of their financial resources to basketball. I mean, UConn plays football, but, you know, for the most part, they don't. But it's, you know, I wonder if it's going to, if that league is going to be as sustainable going forward in terms of basketball. But, you know, we'll see. They've got a better chance than the other leagues that either don't play football or don't play high Division I football. It's going to be a challenge to put together a team. You know, you've got to catch lightning in a bottle, because once you have that year, all of your good players are going to get poached. So it's hard to maintain consistently good programs at places like that, you know, outside the major conferences, because once you have a good year, everybody who was good is going to get bought off by one of the other bigger schools.
I know what you're saying about Cooper Flagg, and I agree. Broome, same deal. Those might be the two most well-known and most accomplished players in the Final Four. But it wouldn't surprise me if Walter Clayton Jr. ends up being the guy who, if Florida wins, he's the reason why, and the guy that brings them back if they look like they're losing a game like he did the other night. They came back, and their comeback gets overshadowed a little bit by the other things that happened. But the way they beat Texas Tech and the kind of tournament he's having, special month for that young man.
Yeah, and really a great season, you know, for him. I mean, he was kind of overshadowed by Broome and Flagg and all the talk that those two guys got. But, yeah, Clayton was tremendous this season. And in that comeback in particular, which I didn't get to see until later because I was walking. I was walking somewhere from one place to another in Indianapolis. And I thought that game was over, and I get back to where I was going, and it wasn't even 5 minutes later, and they tied it up.
Unbelievable.
Like, wow.
That's so true.
So, yeah, and Houston, by the way, if they win, it's probably good they're going to get carried by L.J. Crier.
Right.
So each of these teams has got a superstar that, you know, they can ride two more games to a national championship, and they're going to need that superstar if they're going to accomplish what they hope to accomplish.
Jerry, we'll let you go. Who do you think wins it? Is it obviously?
Well, I picked Florida before the tournament, so I'm going to stick with that.
Okay.
I had Duke also in the final. I think it's an interesting final if they both get there.
Yep.
But there's a case for each of these four teams.
Great stuff, Jerry. Thanks a ton. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. Thanks.
That's Jerry Palm. Good to talk to him. Who do you have? You had St. John's.
I had St. John's in the Final Four. I had Michigan State winning it all, so we don't need to talk about my bracket.
I apologize.
Thanks for bringing it up.
But you had Duke.
Appreciate that.
Is that your final?
Yeah, question? Duke. I think Duke will get there. Now I want Duke to win. I think that's the best matchup in the final.
Duke against Florida.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you? That's what I want to watch next Monday
Duke.
Night. That's what I want to watch next Monday
night. That was my selection for the
game.
Okay,
Swami.
No, I mean, when you get number one seeds, I don't think you can brag about it. But I had them before their tournament run. I feel like I've been on Florida for all. Didn't we talk about it?
Yes, we talked about it. We talked about it. Rub it in.
I'm not rubbing anything in.
We got that Bulls hat on. Now you're a basketball expert.
Oh my God, boy, you're picking on me like crazy. I got the Bulls hat for free. Patrick Sandusky gave me the Loyola Bulls hat.
It's a very nice look.
The Ramblers play, so I might wear it for 2 days.
Tomorrow night.
It could be with this hat for a little bit.
Excellent.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.